top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today.
Our news.
Tuesday, April 9th, 2024.
Where
I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrall.
General
in the headlines.
Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.
The host of Q95's Kingdom Connection program, Pastor Randy Rodney, has urged police officers to refrain from engaging in politics while on duty, warning that such actions could harm the country's stability. The government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines says it will not allow their Caribbean country to serve as a transit point
local
for migrants
only
from Asia and Africa journeying to the U.S. southern border.
DA.
And Israeli troop withdrawal from Gaza announced on Sunday was greeted with widespread surprise, even as the Israeli army and government have been at pains to stress that it has no great significance. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited.
It happens.
Details coming up.
Wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.
Put it off. Do it today with a loan of up to $20,000 from Cross Ready Cash. No collateral needed. Flexible payment terms and fast approval. All you need is your ID, proof of address, job letter, payslip, and two references. Visit your nearest Cross or Ready Cash location today or apply online at Cross.com. Why wait? Get it done today at Cross Ready Cash. We are ready when you are.
Conditions apply.
Welcome back. Pastor Randy Rodney, host of Q95's Kingdom Connection program, has commented on the recent announcement by Minister of National Security Rayburn Blackmore regarding the extended tenure of Mr. Davidson Valerie as acting police chief. Pastor Rodney suggested that the extension of Valerie's term indicates his unsuitability for the role, alleging that his actions continue to cater to certain individuals' interests.
Mr. Blackmore, the Minister of National Security, made an announcement this week that he is reappointing the current acting police chief for a second term of 3 months. Now, I am straight up on this, and I have in the public forum issued caution to all the people who have been appointed to that position. Now, if you were given a 3 months appointment and they renew it for another 3 months, they don't really want you. Think fast, man. They don't really want you. They're holding you there because they have somebody else in mind, because they don't think you can do it. Don't worry what Mr. Blackmore say. Blackmore shooting at a place where he knew very well is not true. That's what people like him do. They give you untruths. Because you appointed for 3 months. They appoint you for another 3 months. The next time they might appoint you for 2 weeks. But they don't really want you. They have somebody else in mind. They're looking for somebody else. Okay? You should just tell him you're not interested now. If you're a man, tell them more publicly, sir. But no, you keep doing things to find their favor. And that is why the 7 Americans who were living at Athey's place were arrested, because you tried to curry favor.
Pastor Rodney has urged police officers to refrain from engaging in politics while performing their duties, warning that such actions could lead the country descending into chaos.
Those of you in the police department need to be police. Stop trying to be politicians. You will get us into a place where, and I've said that many times, you will cause this country to deteriorate into chaos, because the citizenry, when they are tired with you, they will begin to revolt against you. You realize you have been asking them to tell you when things happen and nobody talking to you? You don't know why nobody talking to you? They don't trust you. They don't believe in you. Let me put it that way. Me, Randy Charlesworth Rodney, don't believe in you. None of you, okay? Because you are not trustworthy. You are too partisan to be honest police. And when you are that partisan, here's what I teach at my church. Anytime you try to betray somebody for somebody else, both people know that you are betrayer. You get blows now from both sides. And that is what you're going to get as your claim. So talk to the Dominican people about the 7 people that you all arrested, and let us know why you arrested them, under what. I mean, we know that the law gives all you wide latitude, you know, all you have is suspicion. But the thing about that is there is recourse. You must never forget that there is legal recourse. Because if you arrest somebody and harass them, and at the end of the day, the court, and there'll be a court that'll find all you guilty one of those days, the court finds out that you had no suspicion, you wanted to distress the people because you wanted to distress them, somebody has to pay for that.
Pastor Randy Rodney. Cesar Emmanuel, Vice President of the Concerned Citizens Movement, has urged Dominican citizens to speak out and take action, emphasizing the urgency of addressing concerns to prevent Dominica from becoming a victim. He expressed concern about the economic relationship between Dominica and China, suggesting that China's actions may be exploiting Dominica's economy with potential repercussions for its citizens, including the younger generation.
I think it is high time for us as Dominicans to say enough is enough. And the only way this thing can be resolved, but one of the ways we could resolve this thing is in the streets, to ensure that Dominica has not an abuser. And I'm on the theme of my response because China is abusing Dominica. China is, he can abuse credit. If it's a scary that getting the abuse, I don't mind. But this is Dominica that's getting, it's the children, it's the mothers, it's the fathers, it's the economy, it's the social relationships, it's the political relationships that are being abused because of one individual.
CCM Vice President Cesar Emmanuel. Tourism Minister Denise Charles Pemberton has expressed the government's firm commitment to leveraging the country's diverse culture and natural surroundings to provide visitors with a distinctive experience, thus bolstering the tourism sector. She emphasized the nation's various accolades as promising indicators for tourism in 2024, particularly highlighting the imminent opening of luxury resorts on the island as additional elements to enhance the tourism industry. She spoke on state-owned radio.
Some of the notable recognitions include Reader's Digest named Dominica in the 20 best honeymoon destinations. Lonely Planet included Dominica in best places to visit in April 2024. BBC featured Dominica in 10 sustainable travel destinations to visit in 2024. The New York Times featured Dominica in 52 greatest places to travel in 2024. National Geographic Traveler UK added Dominica to Coolist, the 30 most exciting destinations to visit in 2024. Travel and Leisure listed Dominica in the 50 best places to travel in 2024. Condé Nast Traveler included Dominica in the 16 best island vacations in the world. The exceptional service provided by our accommodations, taxi operators, vendors, tour operators, tour guides, in fact, all tourism service providers deserve special recognition. Their dedication to maintaining industry standards and practices is commendable. I also extend my gratitude to my team for their marketing thrust, our airline partners, marketing and tour agents, and the freelancers who promote our paradise. Our invaluable visitors who share their wonderful experiences in Dominica and continue to highly rate us amongst the world's best.
Charles expressed satisfaction with the advancements achieved on the international airport, noting the positive outcomes expected from the project, including increased visitors to the island. She also highlighted the upcoming cable car project as another development that will contribute to the island's tourism growth.
Looking ahead, we are pleased with the progress of the International Airport project and can't wait for its completion so we can receive non-stop flights from other major source markets. Dominica will soon boast the world's longest detachable cable car among its diverse range of attractions and is expected to see the opening of two new luxury resorts this year, Ocean Edge Development and Rainforest Eco Sanctuary Resort. One of our major attractions that continue to be featured amongst the accolades is the Whitey Kobuli Sea Trail, the only sea trail in our region. It will certainly establish Dominica as the kayaking capital of the Caribbean. We are on the right track as we are committed to balancing tourism with ecological preservation. The government of Dominica, your government, is dedicated to ensuring that our vibrant culture, welcoming communities, and natural treasures offer a unique and rewarding experience to visitors from all corners of the globe. We continue to invite travelers to explore our lush landscapes, dive into our underwater havens, and relax in our natural hot spas.
Tourism Minister Mrs. Denise Charles Pemberton, you're tuned in with Q95 News. The Inter-American Development Bank, in collaboration with the World Bank and the Climate Investment Fund, is hosting a 5-day Caribbean Knowledge Exchange workshop. The purpose of the workshop is to report and analyze results achieved from the CIF programs conducted and completed in all 6 member states of the Climate Investment Fund. Participants are expected to review challenges and outline necessary recommendations for improvement. According to CIF, to date, donors have pledged over $12 billion to CIF, enabling it to support almost 400 projects in 72 low- and middle-income countries, Dominica included. Independent evaluations have shown that CIF accelerates climate action by empowering transformations through programs in the areas of clean technology, energy access, climate resilience, and sustainable forests in middle and low-income countries. Now, Minister for Environment Kozie Frederick acknowledged that Dominica, along with its other 5 counterparts in the program, need to improve logistics for data collection and develop modern analytical practices for the growing issues caused by climate change.
It is of no coincidence that we do have this closer bookshop here in Dominica, because we have been hit for many, many moons with massive weather events that have reshaped our entire physical infrastructure, but also our human capacity to respond to these disasters. And so I'm really delighted that Dominica is one of the 6 countries that participate in this program, because we need to improve data collection as you do to climate change. Also, how do we analyze that data and how do we share it? And also, how do we create innovative ways to deal with the ever-changing global environment? We develop our own strategy on the island. It led to the country's carbon climate resilience strategy. Clearly articulates the mainstreaming of climate resilience across government departments. Our country portfolio, approximately $21 million, it aimed to look at climate change impacts such as flooding, landslides, climate-proofing infrastructure, and also how do we improve the collection of data.
Minister for Environment, Kozie Frederick. Lily Octave, who is considered to be the Caribbean's neo-soul queen, will be performing at Jazz and Creole on May 5, 2024 at the Cabritz National Park in Portsmouth. However, fans will get to see Lily Octave in action on April 21, 2024 from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Intercontinental Dominica Cabritz Resort and Spa. The artist's team informed the media that April 21st will be an unforgettable experience for music lovers everywhere. Lily Octave will be previewing over 10 brand new songs destined to be featured on her highly anticipated upcoming album, Play on Venus. Lily Octave is Dominican from a young age and has mesmerized audiences with her 4-octave vocal range. Her music seamlessly blends the rich cultural heritage of Dominica, Barbados, and Montserrat, creating a sound that is both uniquely soulful and undeniably Caribbean. Lily Octave urges well-wishers and fans to support her artistry, but also to directly contribute to her musical journey. Contributions will go toward the development costs of the Play on Venus's album. Contributions will also be accepted both at the venue and online at www.ticketandpass.com/jazzanddine. Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy Minister Roland Rouet says the new national abattoir, upon completion, will see the processing of some 4,000 chickens and 50 pigs per day. Minister Rouet made the announcement at the signing contract for the reconstruction of the national abattoir. Mr. Rouet explained that the original contractor's construction firm, which won the government's bid for this $5 million project, has a schedule of 12 months to complete the reconstruction of the national abattoir in 2 phases. Rouet said an additional $1.4 million was sourced to procure specialized equipment, bringing the total amount spent for the project to $6.4 million.
The duration of the project is expected to be 12 months and executed in two phases. Phase one will see the finalization of designs with all specification and technical documents, and phase two will be the actual construction to be implemented within 9 months. The reconstruction project encompasses the construction of the Polish slaughterhouse and the restoration of the Plick slaughterhouse with new lines and equipment, as well as the rehabilitation of the main abattoir building. The works will also include the construction of new perimeter fencing and the rehabilitation of the water system. Significant emphasis will be placed on climate resilience, sustainable and renewable energy, wastewater treatment, and cost effectiveness, both in design and construction phases. Additional resources of $1.4 million were secured through the Emergency Agricultural Livelihood and Climate Resilience Project for the procurement of a backup generator, water treatment plant, refrigerated transport and freezers, incinerators, and other specialized equipment. So in fact, the total rehabilitation costs for the National Abattoir is approximately $6.4 million. Upon completion, the abattoir will have the capacity to process 4,000 birds and 50 pigs per day.
Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy, Roland Roye. This is Q95 News. Washburn Coffey, president of the Concerned Citizens Movement, highlighted the adverse effects expected from the departure of Rice University and the arrest of seven Americans on U.S.-Dominica investment in the country's economy. He suggested that these events might even raise concerns about investment from China into Dominica. Mr. Coffey further stressed the significance for Dominican citizens to reflect on these developments and ask critical questions about their implications.
What we have been seeing in terms of what has happened to the seven Americans and what has happened to Ross University is that we are seeing some negative impacts on U.S. investment, and I must say vis-a-vis Chinese investment in the Dominican in economy. And we as the citizens of Dominica need to ask ourselves some very critical questions. And accordingly, we must remain very vigilant and we must respond accordingly as a citizenry. The Nitcliffe press statement on this scenario is welcome, and the government need to look otherwise. They need to come up with a public apology, a public statement as to what actually occurred, and if necessary, to provide some public apology to the seven Americans.
Coffey additionally remarked that despite being in power for over two decades, the DLP administration has not implemented any significant measures. Instead, he says they are now proposing the adoption of new strategies. He urged Dominican citizens to welcome the necessity of change.
Israeli tanks on the move as the IDF announces it's withdrawing its
government, which has been administering these situations. They just come across the last 5 years. These guys have been there 20 years, and they're trying to suggest that they're going to come up with new vibes, new strategies. But what I need to say to the Dominican populace is that change is a must. Change is a must. For us to get what we need in this country, to have proper policies with regards to the Chinese, with regards to the American, we need a change. The Dominican populace need to educate themselves about making a change to the situation that bestows at this point.
CCM President Mr. Washburn Coffey. The St. Vincent government will not allow their Caribbean country to serve as a transit point for migrants from Asia and Africa journeying to the United States southern border. The island's government announced on Sunday that it had rejected permission for two charters to land at Argyle International Airport on Sunday. Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves announced that two flights, one from Nigeria with 374 passengers and few Nigerians, and another from Dubai passing through Morocco and onward to Argyle, were operating with a charter business from Bulgaria. Open quote. The bulk of the people coming are from Bangladesh, Nepal, Cameroon, a significant number of Indians, and people from Sri Lanka. There have also been requests for feeder companies to serve the entities departing from Morocco and the three regional carriers in Latin America. All of those have been refused permission, end quote, the Prime Minister stated. In more news, the Israeli troop withdrawal from Gaza announced on Sunday was greeted with widespread surprise, even as the Israeli army and government have been at pains to stress that it has no great significance. But to a world that has watched the intensity of Israel's bombardment, the idea that there was now just one brigade left in the entire enclave seemed to signify some major shift in the war. And then there was the timing of the announcement on the very day that marked the grim milestone of 6 months since the Hamas-led assault on Israel ignited this latest and bloodiest phase in the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians.
Israeli tanks on the move as the IDF announces it's withdrawing its ground forces from southern Gaza, focusing instead on holding the northern half of the besieged enclave. 6 months into the war, shocked Palestinians are returning to scenes of devastation in Khan Yunis. You can't live here. Animals can't live here, says Ahmed Abu Rish. The IDF says Israeli forces left the area to prepare for their future missions, including their mission in Rafah. Israel has signaled its plan to invade that city, though President Biden has warned against a ground invasion there. Many Palestinians have fled to Rafah since the fighting began. Mr. Biden has also been calling for an immediate ceasefire as part of a hostage deal. There was a new round of hostage talks held Sunday in Cairo, Egyptian media reporting signs of, quote, significant progress. But Hamas representatives have left the Egyptian capital without, they say, any breakthrough. And for Israelis, hostages are the main concern, with another massive rally held in Jerusalem, calling on their government to do more to get them out.
And that's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Host of Q95's Kingdom Connection program, Pastor Randy Rodney, urging police officers to refrain from engaging in politics while on duty, warning that such actions could harm the country's stability. The government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines says it will not allow their Caribbean country to serve as a transit point for migrants from Asia and Africa journeying to the United States' southern border. Israeli troop withdrawal from Gaza, announced on Sunday, was greeted with widespread surprise, even as the Israeli army and government have been at pains to stress that it has no great significance.
Q95.
The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited.
Q, top of the hour news, as it happens.